and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I often get requests for my favorite shrubs. I'm sure Teresa does too. So I have my go-to list to share with you, and we'll talk and ask Teresa for hers too. A storm is on the way, now a hurricane, and we have Dr. John Roberts, our Extension Urban Forester Specialist, to help us get our trees ready. And Joni says there are mushrooms among us, but better not eat them. And we are also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. Or just make a comment. Tom Benson is at the controls. Teresa Watkins and I are co-hosting from our homes. And Joni is here, too. So please join Tom, Teresa, John, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This has been Along with Ferns. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Not uncommon for residents to ask me, and I'm sure Teresa too, for the shrubs that they recommend or we recommend. I have my list of favorites of what I call my go-to shrubs. Let me tell you, all can have some problems. Or should I say, we put them under conditions where they're less likely to succeed. Let me give you an example. I like the Indian hawthorn, but I see many of them declining. Mine, at the end of my drive, have been there for almost 30 years, and they look great. Why? Well, they are in full sun, getting reasonable water, and rarely are they pruned. Ones in landscapes are often overpruned and lack adequate feedings that can cause shrubs to struggle, Oh, well, I'll have a list of favorites, and I'm sure Teresa will give us some, too. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Gardening Guide. And don't forget to pick up copies of Teresa's also. She has a new one that will be coming out shortly. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. I am monitoring the text line, so it will get right to me. And it's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Hour number one, Dr. John Roberts, an urban forestry expert, joins us. And very timely, too, as what was a tropical storm is now a hurricane heading up our coast, just off the coast. He'll help with our trees, and I've asked him for some that are more susceptible to storms, not just a hurricane. Hour number two, Teresa will be talking with Lance Waldheim about some of our summer pests. He will also be asked about the potential greening control developed in California. That's where he has his citrus grove, by the way. Web page is not up as of this morning, but I'm sure it will be shortly, August 2020. We'll have features on starting the garden. You'll see me in the garden. How to grow tomatoes, durable plant problems, and coaxing birds to bloom. That's a bird of paradise, that is. And Joni has grown summer flowers. A nice bougainvillea picture there, too. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's Moonshine Planting Dates. Take a look at betterlawns.com. I'm sure it'll be up very shortly. Right now, Tom Benson is at the controls in the studio. He'll answer your calls. Teresa's co-hosting from home, as am I. Joni is here at home also.
Yes.
You can text us at 23680, and we're doing fine. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey,
Joni.
Good morning.
Teresa, Joni's here, too.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, I hate to tell you, but it's been a hot week.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. It's been brutal this week.
Yeah. And Tom, you're probably protected in that good old thing we call air conditioning.
Yeah, I get tired of it, though. I like real air once in a while. And I think right now this morning we have the calm before the storm, huh?
I think so, probably. You know, it's interesting you said that because my mother didn't like air conditioning. She said she couldn't stand air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not have air conditioning, and she would turn the fan off when she went to bed.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I have to have it really cold when I go to bed.
Yeah, me too. I spent many a hot, sticky night, I'll tell you, during the summertime. Hey, I've got my trash can report. Only 4 trash cans of weeds this week to be composted. So I'm slipping up a little bit.
You're slacking.
I am slacking off. Hey, we've got this little thing off the coast, or coming up the coast, and it's called Isaiah. Is that how you pronounce it? Isaiah? Isaiah?
Isaiasis.
Okay, good.
Tom can say it.
Yeah. You know, I've got my friend, Preston Scott, who's the morning host in Tallahassee, and he says he's not going to learn it. And this is what one of our listeners told me. I did not hear it directly, but he said he's not going to learn it. He's just going to call it Biff.
I think that sounds good, Biff.
Yeah. No, I don't know why they make one that most of us can't pronounce, or I can't. I'm tongue-tied most of the time anyway. I don't know. So, Tom, did you have a good work week?
Absolutely. They're all good.
Yeah, that's true. Teresa, how about you?
It was a great week. Got a lot of things accomplished, and it was very good. I love what I do, so it's not really work.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Well, you can get up and have a fun day every day. Joni, did you have a good week?
Yes, I did. Are you up in my craft room making cards?
Mow some lawn.
What?
Yes. Did you mow lawn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both ours plus the neighbors on each side.
Yeah, both sides.
And after this rain goes through, I guess we're going to get rain. I don't know. You know, I look at these things and I say, what are we going to get out of it? I know the coast is probably going to get some rain, but I don't know that we are. And
it says it's only a half inch to an inch for, like, the central part of Florida.
Yeah, and Beverly up in Tallahassee said she didn't think she's going to get anything. She sent a beautiful picture, by the way, of a canna. She has this canna, big flower. I mean, really kind of neat. Hey, listen, I'm one who likes to go through and look at what's ahead, and mainly the August holidays and observations. And I look at them for what might be of value to gardeners. And so here's a couple I came up with. Tomorrow, we can all be out there celebrating National Ice Cream Day.
Oh, okay. Honey, we can do it.
I know.
That will be Tony's favorite day.
Yeah, that's tomorrow now. Along with that, it's a Dinosaur Day and a Sandwich Day and a whole bunch of other things. But anyway, National Ice Cream Day. I thought gardeners would like it in the spring. Now, on the 3rd, here's the one that, you know, we may all want to celebrate, National Watermelon Day.
There you go.
Yeah, and we do like watermelon, especially our daughter. She loves it.
It seems like it's all revolving around picnics.
Yeah, well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Especially the next one that's coming up. There's not a whole lot for gardeners here, to be honest with you. On the 4th is one that we do celebrate regularly here, National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Woo-hoo!
That sounds pretty good, huh?
Yeah. We celebrate that often here. In fact, we rate the fast food places by their cookies. Do you know that more and more of them are having cookies these days?
They do. It's easy to get out. It's, you know, easy to store.
Yeah, so we rate them by their cookies. I'm not going to tell you who's the best or next to the best, but some of them fail miserably. The next one that might be of interest to us here is August the 19th, which is National Potato Day. And we can't grow potatoes right now, but we could start them as early as October. But if you like to eat potatoes, August the 19th is your day. And the last ones I have here are August the 20th. One of them is National Lemonade Day. I like lemonade. And, Tom, here's an important one for you all. National Radio Day.
All right.
Oh.
Turn us on.
Yes.
You're on.
The only trouble is they can turn us on, but they can also turn us off.
Shh. We don't talk about that.
And August the 21st, I celebrate because it's my brother's birthday. But outside of that, that's it for August. Teresa, I thought maybe we'd talk about some of our favorite shrubs here.
Okay.
I know you must get asked, you know, quite often, you know, what shrub should I use there? What's your favorite shrubs? I know I do.
Yep, I certainly do. They want to know the perfect plants.
I know. And there isn't such a thing, actually. It's how we subject it. And when I started off this hour, I mentioned the Indian hawthorn. I like the Indian hawthorn. But, you know, you see so many of them declining. And mine down at the end of my driveway is 30 years old and flourishing. I looked at it yesterday. It's bright green and happy. But it's how we take care of them, I would think. What do you think?
I think so, too. You right plant, right place, but then how you maintain it. And especially if you're putting it somewhere where it needs to get pruned often, you're going to see a lot of issues.
Yeah. The plants have a tough time. Now, some plants can take it. Podocarpus, we can prune the devil out of that.
Yep.
Just fine. Indian hawthorn, it really likes to grow a little bit. And most of the shrubs, we should let them grow a little bit, prune them back a little, keep a little bit of growth. Here's some of my top ones, and you can make comment on these. I like the Burford Eye Holly. It seems to be pretty tough in most landscapes. It does get a scale problem. There's other hollies. I like the Dwarf Yaupon Holly. That is a die-hard, tough plant, I think. What do you think?
I think it's great. It's native, and it's just lovely. It really does work well, and it's got a pretty little bloom on it, and it's very attractive in the landscape.
Yeah, give me a couple of yours here. I got your list here.
I love pinwheel jasmines. No pest problems to speak of. It takes sun. It can even take partial shade and bloom, and it's just a lovely plant in the garden. And then I also like Camellia japonicas. And my two favorites are Pink Perfection and the Mini Nuyukis. And those are my two.
What does that one look like?
Yep. And then you like the Shishigashira, though, too. So camellias are a good plant for Florida.
Yeah. What's Mini Nuyuka look like?
The Mini Nuyukis look like the Shishigashiras. They're a little bit more of a bronze leaf when they bloom, and they're low to the ground. They get to be about 2.5-3 feet tall, and a vase shaped. They kind of they're low, and they're just gorgeous when they bloom.
Oh, very good. I like the Coon Tea.
Yes.
One sunner shade, light shade, dwarf bottle brush, Little John. Do you ever use that one?
I do. It makes a nice hedge or a kind of a foundation plant. But you got to be careful with the colors. I love the mint colors and the red. So you don't want to put it next to an orange house.
You're right. And you need to make sure that it has adequate water or the thing's just going to go downhill on you.
Yes.
Okay, a couple others. I've got dwarf powder puff, dwarf chevalier, trinette, and Laura Petalum Plum. Complete mine. I'll let you finish yours in just a little bit because we're going to take a break, okay?
There you go.
Yep. And when we come back from the break, Dr. John Roberts is going to be with us, University of Florida Orange County Residential Horticulturist, and he's going to be talking about this storm damage to trees. And it's kind of timely, actually, because we have the storm coming up the coast here, hurricane now. And if you want to text us with a question, 23680, you might want to hold off on your call-ins. But if you want to keep our number, it's 407-96-5400. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You ever feel like there's just not enough time in each day? We all have the same amount of time, 168 hours a week, 24 hours a day. The key is making the most of our time. It's a spiritual as well as practical issue. Scripture says, "Be careful then, how you live, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time." So how do you do that? List the top 3 to 5 priorities in your life. This list will help you prioritize how you spend your time. And as you approach each day, write down the most important thing you need to do and commit to do it, and then go to the second most important thing, and so on. Effective time management is a key discipline for success, and the first step is simply paying attention to what consumes most of your time. Start there and ask God to help you build the discipline of time management. Gotta stop. I'm running out of time. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Thank you for joining us today here at Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm here, and Teresa's here. Joni's nearby. Tom Benson's at the controls, of course. And, Teresa, I've got a text message here. It says, the more we study, we find that we must plant Florida native plants and trees to get in great variety of support the food web for our air creatures. And he wanted us to mention some of these. And I'm going to start off by saying that, you know, I picked the right plant. And I think we have lots of great natives. We mentioned several of them. The dwarf yaupon holly is one of them there that we mentioned. Coon tea is another one. But I kind of go for the right plant, right place. And I think almost any plant can support animal life. What do you think, Teresa?
I think that's very true. And it's about what the plants give. And my thing about natives is they go dormant in the wintertime. And it's important to go ahead and make sure that they do have nectar sources in the wintertime, and that's with non-natives. And so it's always right plant, right place. It can be native or non-native. And, you know, you can have those special perennials and ornamentals that you want natives to attract a specific type of butterfly or pollinator.
Yeah, one that you have on your list here, but didn't get a chance to mention, is the oak leaf hydrangea. That's a neat plant.
It's gorgeous. I love it. And it's a great plant. It grows in sun or filtered shade, and it's just beautiful. It does go dormant in the wintertime, but it has beautiful red leaves if the weather gets cool enough.
Yeah. So we do a blend. And Jim, you know, we're not slighting anything, but we're picking the right plant, the best plants to use for the landscape. And as Teresa says, we try to have a variety, so we get different pollen sources and nectar sources at different times of the year.
The more diverse your landscape is, the healthier it's going to be, and the more wildlife and butterflies you're going to attract.
No doubt about that. One of my favorites is Pentas, which is not native, and so that brings in the butterflies and the hummingbirds.
Yes,
which I love. Tell you what, let's get Dr. John Roberts in. Dr. John Roberts, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulturist at the Orange County Extension Center and Master Gardener Coordinator with a doctorate degree in environmental horticulture and a specialty in urban forestry. John, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Tom and Teresa.
Good morning, yeah, John.
Good morning.
We're happy to have you here with us, especially in this situation we're in, and we've got the storm, which is now a hurricane, probably coming up the coast. And one of my first questions for you, are some of our common trees that we have in the landscape more susceptible to storms or hurricanes than others?
Well, I mean, I guess there's a couple ways of breaking that down. The first thing that comes to mind is whether the trees have risk features or not. So trees that have dead or dying branches, trees that are leaning, trees that might potentially have decay in them, you know, if there's signs of mushrooms or if there are cavities, exposed wood, that type of thing. Or I guess one of the other big ones is root damage. So if any of those, like, are visible or present, like, those are definitely a priority. But I guess outside of that, some trees tend to get these types of damage or develop decay and damage more readily than others. So, I mean, definitely, like, after all the storms in 2004, I think the biggest offender we had here was laurel oak. So yeah, there's also that to consider.
Yep. You know, the thing I noticed about laurel oak, and Teresa, you may have noticed this too, that when the storm caught them and they blew over, they were rotten right underneath it. The main root system was rotten, and we had these little flare roots out there. And the V-angle crotches broke out quickest. Those are some of the things I noticed, John.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, and I guess that goes back to, like, these risk features. Just some trees develop them more readily than others. And yeah, if you look at, like, the more hurricane-resistant trees, like magnolias and cypresses, they tend not to develop those, like, very strong V-shaped crotches. They don't have a lot of codominant stems or branches that are competing with the leading stem. And so that's also something to consider when putting trees in. I mean, really, it's a process, I guess. And I guess I want to try and emphasize that there's only so much you can do right before the storm. But right plant, right place. And if you're concerned about like a tree and its susceptibility to hurricanes, it's definitely a good idea to put the trees that have a little bit more resistance to wind close to areas where there's a target, like a house or cars, that type of thing.
Yeah.
John, John, planting it correctly, too, is a big, factor in whether these are susceptible or not, or whether they have rot.
Yeah, definitely. A tree that is planted too deep or not too high, you definitely want the root flare to be level with the ground when you put it in, and you want to make sure that one of the big problems we have here in Florida is that we use a lot of containers as well. So just want to make sure before putting the tree in that there's no roots that are circling around, because those can down the life of those trees can lead to a poor root structure and the tree being definitely more susceptible to winds because of that.
Yep. Now you talk about we get them in containers, so I guess it would be important that we try to encourage the roots to come out of those containers in that rounded shape as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, definitely try and it's okay to, to do some root pruning initially when they come out. If there's those circling roots, go ahead and just cut them where they're circling the most, and the tree will respond. I mean, it's much better to take care of those problems at that point than later on. And even in trees that have lots of masses of roots around the side, it's okay to shave those as well. The trees at that point are pretty vigorous, and they should respond pretty well to it.
Now, a lot of people are going to be scared to do that. We're talking with Dr. John Roberts, University of Florida, and Orange County Residential Horticulturist at the Orange County Extension Center. Teresa?
Yeah, so when palms are a big issue, and I just noticed in the last month that we're seeing a lot of pruning of palm fronds, and they're taking off a lot of the good green leaves just so that people have like that perfect V-shaped palm. That's not a recommended practice, is it?
No. I mean, generally the recommended practice is if you're looking at a palm, thinking of it as a clock. And when trying to leave as much of the green leaves on there, I guess a lot of times palms are deficient for a lot of nutrients, and they'll remove as those leaves are dying, they'll process the nutrients inside the dying leaves up to the other parts. So usually about 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock on the clock, like if you think of it as a clock, that's usually if you can remove up to there and generally be safe. I guess there's a lot of people out there that think that palms aren't super resistant to wind or to hurricanes, and but most of them are. Most of them respond pretty well, with a lot of the leaves on there, and that these hurricane cuts, all they're doing really is just damaging the tree in the long run.
Yeah, they did some of that to some across the street from us, and Joni and I just hide our eyes. I told Joni, I said, I will never use that tree company because they don't have an arborist that knows what he's doing.
That's right.
Exactly.
Although sometimes the clients require it, and I understand some of that too. Now, if we have a tree and we have it trained properly, I assume that's going to be less susceptible to storms. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's definitely more of a process I kind of want to emphasize here than being able to just prune a tree or train a tree at the last minute. It literally is training. It's almost like thinking of we were training for a marathon. It's a continual process. You can't just train the week before and expect to have awesome results like the weekend of the race.
Yeah, so, the weekend.
That's it. So then how important, John, is it that we fertilize it and give it nutrition?
I mean, most trees don't really require a whole lot of extra nutrition, particularly if they're in lawns or landscapes that are fertilized for turf and that type of thing. There's usually more than enough there. And I mean, it's just they've done some studies, especially with establishment, using fertilizers and things like that, amendments. And generally where we're at right now in terms of where the science is, I don't they just don't really, it seems like that they can get most of what they need from the soil where the way that it is in most cases.
Yeah, how about palms?
Palms, yeah, they tend to have a little bit of, in Florida anyway, I think there are some nutrients. Like, you can help me out here. I think that
magnesium and potassium, yeah.
Yeah, I know that they tend to have a few more issues here because, like, our soils in Florida aren't super rich in those two. So,
yeah, I think this the recommendation from the university is we fertilize palms more often, 3 to 4 times a year, even with a palm special, and it was developed by the university, which is kind of neat. So, okay, now we got the hurricane coming. What about planting at this time of the year? Is it still an okay time to plant trees and shrubs?
I mean, probably if it can be put off, it's much more ideal. I mean, if a strong hurricane or strong storm comes through and that plant is in the process of establishing its roots, it probably isn't going to be able to hold up, and you're just going to have to reestablish the tree like once it's blown over. So for sure, if it can be put off at this point, that's probably ideal.
Maybe later in the fall, winter time, something like that.
Best yeah, time. Generally, I mean, Florida Arbor Day is in January, so I right. mean that's like when trees are kind of dormant here, and when you should be able to maximize like they're growing throughout the year if you put them in towards that point.
So John, how long should the stakes be on a tree that's planted?
I mean, it kind of depends on the staking system that you use. There's multiple staking systems. I mean, like, I think a lot of times, like, you know, trying to probably like 2/3 up for some of them, like but it kind of depends on the system.
Yeah. I normally say for about a year. Does that sound
about
right?
Okay.
Yeah, and then during hurricane season, if you planted it, the previous fall, I kind of keep it on through October, just in case.
I would too until after the hurricane season is over. Dr. Don Roberts, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it, and try to keep this hurricane off the coast, will you?
I'll do what I can.
Thank you, John.
All right, thank you.
Take care. We appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and take a break at this time. And we come back, we got Joni's Corner. There we go. So she'll be ready. And she says there's a fungus among us. But don't eat them.
No.
unless you really know what you're doing. I have more questions here, too. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi.
refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113.
Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $80. $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Kind of waiting for a little bit of rain. I don't know about you. I guess if you're off the coast over there, you may not want as much as we're going to get. Teresa said we're in for about a half an inch or so here, and Beverly said she didn't think she was going to get anything when she wrote me yesterday, so we'll see anyway. I want to tell you that they have the repotting of orchids today at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, so if you're in that area there, you may want to drop by with your orchid, and they will help you repot it. No problem. Tell you what, let's get Joni up right now. It's time for Joni's Corner.
Ooh, okay. Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now.
When our summer, this is a terrible thing, but when our summer weather turns a little rainier, as it has been at our house, you will see many organisms pop up in your yard. These organisms could also be called mushrooms, toadstools, or fairy rings, but technically, they're all the same thing. But please don't pick any of them to possibly add them to your evening meal, as most of them, there's a magic word here, they're poisonous. Not that there aren't wild mushrooms that are edible, but there are just way, way too many of them that can make you sick or even kill you. Gosh, we don't want that.
Nope. We don't need to lose any listeners.
No, we don't. To tell the difference, identification must be done personally by experts with lots and lots of experience. As most of the commonly seen mushrooms are poisonous, and please don't rely on a brief newspaper article on a book's photo to help you identify which are which, as they cannot give you show enough information to allow you to decide which ones are edible and certainly. Some of these mushrooms have deadly names like the white destroying angel.
I like that one.
Yes, and yes, but it's a deadly poisonous one. You're not going to eat that one.
No.
The mushrooms we do see in our lawns rarely cause landscape problems. Most lawn mushrooms are fungi and feed on decomposing grass clippings. Sometimes much that is kept too wet can also host a crop of mushrooms.
Yeah, mulches, right.
Yeah. The most common lawn mushroom that appears after some of our nice rains is called parasol or fairy ring mushroom. Yes, these are... They're all so poisonous.
Yeah,
that's right. They grow in circles on your lawn. The ring starts off small and may expand in following years because they are feeding on decaying organic material buried in the ground. Like an old dead tree with roots possibly still attached to a former trunk beneath the ground. As the fungus is converting organic matter into nitrogen, the grass inside the fairy ring area can turn a darker green. Then as time passes, these rings can reach up to 50 feet across, yes. Mushrooms, toadstools, and fairy rings are very interesting, but don't eat them. Buy them at your local grocery store.
Thank you, Jody. That's good. Okay. Hey, you know, when I was a county extension agent, I used to get requests all the time wanting to know if a mushroom was edible.
Oh.
And, you know, I told them the same story that you did just then. And, you know, I haven't heard anything from those people. So.
Is that an uh-oh?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I used to tell them, you know, if you tried, give me a call back. I guess they didn't. Teresa, we've got some questions here. I did mention the repotting the orchids at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. That's 9 to noon. I don't know if I gave the time there. And here's a question for us. And this one's, you have to make your own decision on this. Is it okay to use Roundup to kill weeds underneath five-year-old citrus trees? As far as I know, Roundup still has a label for use underneath citrus trees. Check the label. The label's the law.
There are
some other alternatives out there. Anything from, strong vinegar to BioAdvance has a product out there for grass and weed control. And there's natural soap-type products available. So you have to make up your own mind about the Roundup. But to my knowledge, it has still has a label for underneath citrus trees. Any thoughts, Teresa?
Well, one of the things that I love about labels is they always have a free number, telephone number, that you can call and ask your question directly of the company. And I think that if you don't understand the label or if you have a question on it, that's the best resource you have. Look for that 800 number, go on the internet, put the company name in and find out what their helpline is. And they are right there practically 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and they can get you the information you need. But, just read the label. The label's the law, and it has all the information about the product. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, if you want to give us a call, feel free to. Our number here is 407-916-5400, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. I do have at least one more text message here, and it's from the Pepper Guy in Melbourne Beach. See if we can deal with that. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you tired of your persistent window issues? Fog inside the glass? Drafts? Are they difficult to open or close? If you have any of these problems, Renewal by Anderson can help. Renewal by Anderson is the replacement window division of Anderson Windows. For a limited time, buy one, get one 40% off. Plus, get 12-month special financing with no interest and no money down. Call 800-692-4261 now to schedule your free window diagnosis. Our windows are made with our exclusive Fibrex composite material. It's 2 times stronger than vinyl, won't warp or rot, and never requires painting. All backed by an industry-leading limited warranty that covers both product and installation. Call now to buy one, get one 40% off, and take advantage of our special 12-month financing offer with no interest and no money down. Call 800-692-4261 now. That's 800-692-4261 now. Renewal by Anderson, the better way to a better window. Offer ends June 30th. Not valid with other offers. Minimum purchase required. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for limited warranty details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Thank you for joining us today on Better Lawns and Gardens. We're happy to know you're here. Still time to get a call in if you want to do it real quick. 916, that's 407-916-5400. Otherwise, we do have text messages, and you can always text us here at 23680. We're happy to have you there. Teresa, I've got a text message here. Let's see if we can take care of it here.
Okay.
And it goes, says, hello from Melbourne Beach. It's the pepper guy. And what he's really getting down to is that his peppers are losing their green color, and the fruit doesn't seem to be as bright as it was in the beginning. And he says he waters well. He has them in 5-gallon containers. And he wants to know, what about fertilizing the plants and how often? And I guess he fertilized them when they were planted. But you're going to need more than that to keep the peppers growing, right?
Sure. You want to fertilize on a regular basis to encourage that growth, and that's important.
Yeah. Now, let me remind everybody that the pepper is an annual plant, and so it's not going to live forever. Joni and I have raised peppers that have lived for 2 years, but at that point in time, you know, they produced a heavy crop and they were gone. So what we find is that it gets to be a time when they are going to go downhill. And so you have to just keep them fertilized, and then you can go through and replace them if you need to. And replanting time for peppers comes up here in about the middle of August. Okay, here's another question. Just came in. Says they recently planted a raised bed garden, seeing a fungus clear and stringy. What is it? Is it harmful to plants? Well, we see that quite often, don't we, Teresa?
We certainly do. That's that mycelium fungus.
Yeah, and so it normally doesn't cause any harm. I've never had any problems with that type of fungus growing, unless it creates a big mat. Sometimes you'll get that when you have mulch, and you'll disturb the mulch, and you'll see all this white stringy mycelium in there. Do you notice that from time to time?
I certainly do, and it's not bad, but it looks bad, but. I would wonder how wet they're keeping it and or, you know, what's going on. But it's not bad.
Yeah, this is from Alicia. And Alicia, what I would do, if you see that there, just take a rake and disturb it a little bit.
There
it
you
normally
go.
Goes away without any problem. Teresa, we did not get to all your plants on your list here, and we have just a few minutes where we could do that. And I think we left off with the oak leaf hydrangea, but the next one on your list is Texas sage. Tell us about that one.
Texas sage is a wonderful plant for really hot, sunny areas. It has a beautiful mint green leaf and a light purple flower. It's wonderful for a hedge or a nice background. So that's one of my favorites for a hot, sunny area. Then I also like the Tibicina, and that comes in a number of different cultivars, whether it's the Grandiflora or the Ervilliana and the Granulosa. and it's beautiful, deep royal purple. I like that. And then my two favorites too are for butterflies and for pruning or a nice hedge, plumbago and podocarpus.
Yeah. Now, the tibicina, the difference in those is going to be what? Size of the plant, size of the flower?
It's going to be the plant size and the flower. Some of them get the Ervilliana can get up to 15 feet tall if you don't prune it. The granulosa, it also goes with their leaf texture. So the grandiflora has a soft velvety leaf. The granulosa feels like sandpaper. The colors are pretty much the same for all the flowers, though.
Yeah, neat plants. And the one you just mentioned also, the podocarpus, I like that a lot. It seems like it can take all different kind of pruning. You can keep it to a fairly small shape. And it's the one plant you can use in a very narrow planting area, which is kind of neat.
It's wonderful. I have a great photo ops of how they use it in Disney. And they have it like 6 inches tall and 6 inches wide. And then they also have it 25 to 30 feet tall and 15 feet wide. And so, of course, they have a full crew to take care of those. But it's a very versatile plant.
It says it can take a lot of abuse. And the secret to that one there is make sure you keep the root balls moist after planting or you're going to lose it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, the one I like a lot, I don't know whether you ever use this one or not, is a dwarf powder puff. I kind of like that one. I think it's underused in Florida, at least.
I think it's underused, but I think it's underavailable. I would like to see a lot of these shrubs that we love, Tom, to be more available give some more options. So I love the dwarf powder puff, but it's just not available as much.
It comes in pink and red also. Here's a question that just came up. Happy very quick. What's the status of the new impatiens that developed about a year ago, resistance to downy mildew? As far as I know, it's still working. I have one. Have you used them?
Yes, I use them all the time, and they do very well. I'm very pleased.
Yeah, so that one is available to you. And there's one called Beacon, and I forget the name of the other one right at the moment, but several of them out there. So if you're interested in impatiens, secret to it is filtered sun, and they do very well. And that one there seems to be resistant to downy mildew. Coming up next hour, Teresa's going to be talking with Lance Walheim. We both will, actually. And Lance, of course, is a citrus grower. We're going to talk about the new control for citrus greening and also some of the pests that you see in the landscape. So you can get with us through a text message, 23680, or be ready to give us a call. And the number here, of course, is 407-916-5400. But we'll be with you and be ready to take your calls and answer your questions. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.